This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We are days away from pitchers and catchers reporting, less than 50 days away from opening day. So let's head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. And joining us now, a guy who used to come on pretty regularly when he was with the Orioles. He's now with the Cincinnati Reds. It's outfitter Austin Hayes. And Austin, thank you as always for your time. We truly appreciate it. You were always generous with us when you played here in Baltimore, and appreciate you jumping on with us today. So I'll start with the deadline. Like, we haven't talked to you since then. Were you surprised? Like, how was that day for you, knowing you were leaving the organization you spent your whole career with?
Yeah, everything happened really fast. I woke up that morning, just was making some coffee, and I see that Elias was FaceTiming me. So that kind of got me going. I'm like, I think I might be getting traded right now. So he just let me know that they had gone through with the trade with Philly, and then I was in Philly that night wearing a uniform in the dugout. So it happened really quick. You always know there's a chance when you get to that point in your career, and I wasn't playing every day. I was in the platoon role, so you know there's a chance you might move. It happened really, really quick.
Well, the Orioles, they obviously drafted, developed you. You played your whole career here. What was it like in the Phillies organization?
They're first class with everything. They do a really good job with the families over there, and I mean, they do everything right. I really enjoyed my time there. I was hoping I was going to get to go back and have a full year and have a full camp. I felt like I was just really starting to get to know everybody, but I enjoyed my time there. I wish I would have not had the sickness and kind of everything that, you know, went down and the second half with me personally. It was just a really difficult time for me. So, you know, it was challenging, but I enjoyed the guys there. I enjoyed the staff, and they're first class with everything that they do there.
Like, how much weight did you lose, Austin? Like, what was the extent of this? Because I read some of it, you know, sort of after the fact as you started getting settled in Philadelphia, but obviously last year health was an issue.
Yeah, I just had a couple sicknesses that I got last year, and there's still no way to know if they were connected. I got really sick at the end of spring training for a couple weeks, and I ended up losing 10 pounds. And I just was trying to battle back from that in the beginning of the season. I just didn't really play at the end of camp, so I just got off to a cold start, and I was kind of weak, and I was like 185. I normally play at 195. So I was battling through that. I got back and started to feel a little bit better, and then I strained the calf. And I was feeling really good when I got traded. My weight seemed to be back up, and things were going pretty well. My first 2 weeks over there, I felt like myself. I was feeling really good. And then my legs just kind of felt like they were not under me after a couple games, and then continuously got a little bit worse. I strained my hamstring, and then my whole hamstring rehab, I just never felt right. I couldn't get my legs in shape. I was so fatigued, like mentally. I didn't feel like myself. I was really drained, and just the muscle soreness and fatigue that I had was unexplainable. I shouldn't have been feeling the way that I was. So I came back from the hamstring injury, and the rehab just was really rough on me. We were trying to kind of figure out what was going on, but the hamstring was fine. I wasn't in pain. I just was, you know, tired and weak. And then it got to the point where I ended up having to go to the hospital, and we did a bunch of blood work and realized that I was really sick. I was in really bad shape. I had a bad infection that was in my blood.
Oh,
it had gotten into my bloodstream. So I was, you know, just starting to really get bad. So we were able to get me on the right antibiotics and fight that. But we were short on time, you know, and there's not many baseball players have ever had that. So there's not really a rehab process for coming back from a kidney infection. We didn't know how long it was going to take or how quick I could get back. And then, you know, we only had like three AAA games that were left, and I was right at that 2-week mark. So I was still light at the end of the year. But it was the playoffs, man. You do what you got to do to put the jersey on and get back out there. So I felt like I was ready. I was in a good enough spot to play through it. So overall, I was probably down about 5 to 10 pounds, depending on the day.
Wow. We're talking to Austin Hayes. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Austin, you played your rear end off in that left field here at Camden Yards, the one they moved all the way out, and it was basically a second center field, and you held so much value to them being almost a second center fielder. What was that like playing that left field, and are you aware they're moving the fence back in, and any thoughts on that?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I know all the righties there are going to be happy that, that it's coming back in. I'm happy for those guys. I wish they would have done it sooner. But I got to make a lot of great plays there, and I felt like I was able to showcase my ability as an outfielder. And I played center field coming up all through the minors and in college. So, you know, I always felt like I was still a center fielder at heart, and playing left field there, it was basically a center field. There was just as much room there as there is in center in most parks. So I think it gave me the opportunity to save a lot of runs and to showcase what I can do in the outfield.
Austin, after you got traded to Philly, were you still keeping in touch with some of your Orioles teammates, keeping in tabs on how the O's were doing? And were you surprised to see them stumble down the stretch?
I was checking in with guys here and there, but I was just really going through a lot with my health seeing a lot of doctors and stuff. So I didn't get to talk to the guys a whole lot. You know, it was just some text messages here and there, occasional FaceTime, but it's baseball, you know. Sometimes you get cold or guys get hurt and you just get in a little bit of a funk. So, you know, it can happen to anybody. But they still got into the playoffs and they came up a little short.
There's been a flurry of outfield signings in the last probably 10 days since you signed with the Reds, a lot of them right-handed hitting outfielders like yourself. Was there ever any part of you that thought maybe there was a reunion to be had here, or maybe you could end up back here in any capacity, or was that sort of out the door after the trade?
I mean, you never know what can happen, and I still have a great relationship with everybody over there. You know, I'm grateful for all the opportunities that I got and was able to establish myself as an everyday player in the big leagues. But, you know, I had just gotten traded from there, so I figured the likelihood of me going back probably wasn't very high.
What was it like, first experience as a free agent this offseason?
It was interesting. It's just kind of funny how slow things can be moving, and then all of a sudden it's your turn. You know, the guys start falling, the dominoes start to fall. You kind of heard from a couple teams, and then you're hearing from everybody at once, and it's like, oh, it's time to make a decision. So it's like really, really slow, and then all of a sudden everything happens quick.
Austin, let's close with this. Number one, assuming we're healthy and gearing to go, and how excited are you to get ready to play for the Cincinnati Reds?
And hitting that ballpark.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, man. I worked really hard this offseason to just make sure that I got my body back to where I always am coming into camp. And I feel strong. My swing feels good. And I'm just really excited to be myself again and just have my energy back and my strength back and just go show everybody what I can do for this team.
Austin Hayes, you're one of the good guys, man. We always appreciate your time. Thank you so much. We'll be rooting for you.
Hope the fam is doing well and everybody enjoys Cincinnati, man.
Good health and success in Cincinnati. Stay away from that Skyline chili, though. It's nasty.
All right. Well, yeah, it's good to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for all the stuff you guys did for the charity.
Yes, thank you.
Always giving us a platform to talk about that. So, good luck to you guys this year.
Thanks so much. Anytime you need to promote anything, we're here for you.
Absolutely.
All right, guys.
Thanks. Austin Hayes, Cincinnati Reds. Man, the health scare. That's scary.
Crazy.
Like, man. Yeah, I knew it was pretty bad, but geez, it was.
That's some scary stuff. Good dude. Like, hopefully, give him a year of health.
That ballpark, very different left field than he's used to.
Hey, coming up next, funny thing happened on the way to a Terps blowout win in Columbus, Ohio. We'll recap the loss next here on The Fan.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.